And welcome to the Mini Music Adventure Show. I am Andrew and joined by my friend Quinn on Team Talk.
Hi there.
Hello. You know, this is a song with a CM32L, which is basically the same thing as a second generation MT32 with a couple of extra waveforms samples in it. Someone has a message.
Well, it's probably email.
Ah.
I was going to say that the first thing that came to mind when I heard that, and I have not heard that before, mind you, the first thing that came to mind was, hey, you do know that there is a new Rise of the Triad game coming out.
Really?
You did not know this?
No.
It's this summer.
Who's making it?
I don't know. I will fix this for you, I suppose.
Wow.
There is a very long multiplayer preview video thing. I'm gonna see if I can find that.
Yeah. So Arfy sent me this and another song that's like 12 minutes long. My goodness, that's like an MT32 jam or something like that. So we'll give that a try. See what it is. So, but yeah, right when I keyed in, basically, I was thinking to myself, this song was going really, really great, but it was missing the cowbell.
Oh,
it needed more cowbell, I thought.
Feel
free to give us a call at 1-866-558-TBRN or send us a message on TBRN Live for AIM, live at TBRN.net for MSN, if you agree or disagree.
Moo.
That song needs more cowbell.
That's all I have to say is moo. look at your channel text.
I see. Thank you. Yeah, maybe we'll check that out later.
Yeah.
I do want to get to continue Sam and Max, I think.
Mm-hmm.
That was a lot of fun. It's been a busy few weeks. I think, what, has it been two weeks?
I think two.
Yeah. So,
last week we didn't do anything.
Yeah.
The week before that, we were just playing around with the arcade music thing.
Yeah, that was a little quick show because I was going to watch wrestling pay per view. And then the other day was what? Was that Mother's Day?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay. So, that was a neat song.
Oh gosh.
All right. This is exciting. Glorious.
Oh my. I
like this a lot.
Ah.
This is pretty pretty good.
Oh god.
Sounds like they're very obviously multi-tracking the MT32 here.
It sounds like there's a bit too much going on for
the organic. Yeah, it's a little too high polyphony than for the MT32 to me.
Yeah. a little bit too, or as I put it, a little bit too much going on.
Yeah. Stop. Well, we've got a message. Arfi says he's listening, at least for a little bit. Yeah, and I apologize. You will be forced to hear the messenger sounds because I am lazy and unprofessional.
And proud of it.
Yeah, you know. Hey, I'm not getting paid for this. We're doing this for fun.
Yes.
So. Is this thing challenging the Yamaha XG for maximum amount of reverb?
I was going to say that was pretty severe.
Okay, so this is what I thought. It's like, that's like a remix of Monkey Island. And the other thing I was like, let me kind of turn this down a little bit. One of the things before that reminded me of like Toad music from Mario or something. This is pretty cool. It's like, yeah, they got like remixes of like different game music in here, I can tell. That's cool. Who made this? Oh, what the hell is that? Voices? There's no voices in the... Oh, see now. Never mind. I don't want to know anymore. It was like going so well. I could tolerate the post like effects that they're adding in.
Now it's
but I will not tolerate speech unless it was somehow simulated from the MT32. See, that was more clever. I'm trying to figure out what this is, like, a parody slash remix of. That's what I thought. Arfi says that was Star Wars. Like,
yeah,
Empire Strikes Back.
I was about to say, I heard some Star Wars in there right at the beginning.
Arfi saying this guy apparently used his MT32 in his band.
Huh.
I mean, it's cool. It's just like, for like, I like the nostalgia of it just being the synth.
Yeah. I mean,
don't get me wrong. It's pretty good. It's very well done, but
yes, I hear voices.
Yeah, I don't like hearing voices.
Well,
I hear enough voices. I don't need extra ones.
Some of the ones are the ones that are in your head that you seldom agree with. Yeah. At least they make a point of making them barely audible. Sure, I've had glimpses from a
disappear. I'm gonna venture a guess that the person singing is either of I'm probably gonna be very wrong. Either this guy is like Asian or he does sound like he could be like of a British typed accent.
Yeah.
I don't know. He does. To this guy's credit, he has a little.
There's a style to it.
His voice does. To his credit, he sounds a little bit like a certain style that Roger Waters sometimes sings in. When's he gonna go back to video game music? That's what I want to
know. Yeah, he's kind of caught up on that.
He's losing me. Ahoy! It's an Arfie.
Hi there.
Ahar!
Hey.
I thought I'd just pop in here for a few minutes and say hi, because I'm ready, so I can just kind of walk out the door. Next time. But yeah. Yeah, the first bit was cool, but yeah, this bit started losing me too, so don't worry. You're not the only one that... Although this next bit is kind of cool, like...
Yeah.
So yeah, that is... But yeah, for purity, I preferred the CM32 one better, because that was just nice and...
Yeah.
But yes. I found another game with an MT32 soundtrack that up until this point I only thought had an Adlib one, so that was kind of cool.
Oh yeah, what game?
It's called Lollipop. It was put out by, of all people, Rambo Arts back in about 94. But yeah, I've had the Adlib soundtrack, I've had it for years, but I only just discovered that it has an MT32 soundtrack, and Salient recorded a couple of the tracks from it. I should ask him if he can record the rest, because I've got the game here, but it's like, you know, it's an installer and it's resource files that you wouldn't know. Yeah.
Oh yeah, in other synth news, hopefully in a week or two I will have something else to add to the collection here.
Yes, I know what he's getting.
Yes. A new Roland device. Named after an Acura car.
What?
Starts with an I, ends with a 7.
Yeah.
You can see that. Yep.
And it's not a CPU made by Intel.
you lost me.
The Integra 7.
Oh. Well played.
I found one on eBay, brand new, so in the box, supposedly. For $300-$400 less than retail, so.
Wow, not bad.
Well, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, so I couldn't resist.
For that price, why not?
Yeah.
I mean, okay, so you've got all the sounds, but hey, you've got extra polyphony again, and you can never have enough of.
Plus then I can play with the Supernatural sounds, which are supposed to be exceptional, and from what I've heard, they are pretty good. It's the stuff like that is better for it's better for people who can't play than people who can play.
Yeah,
some of it,
sense.
You know. Like, I kind of hope someday, like, I can move my stuff and have like a real studio, maybe, and have people, like, real musicians record stuff or something. That would be cool.
There you go. Now that you can skip that, because I think that's real. That's real music. We don't want real music.
Exactly. Where we were.
Boo to the real music.
Yeah. So
we're all fakers.
Oh, I closed the. Okay. There was something I wanted to play the beginning. So I was talking to Quinn about Riff Tracks, which is pretty cool. It's if you're familiar with Mystery Science Theater 3000, that's the people that do Riff Tracks. They have their website Riff Tracks, and they do everything. Like, I have Iron Man, Inception, like, they have new movies, old movies, and they have like the public domain movies that they get. Like they do like the whole, because usually it's like for those, for the blockbusters, it's, they just do like, it's like an MP3 and you can line it up to your DVD or your Blu-ray. Mm-hmm. And then it's just as good. It's pretty cool. But for like the like public domain movies, they have like, it's like the, they have the whole video. So it's pretty cool.
Remember a few months back, Andrew, when you just put MST3K over the Team Talk and we were just sitting there laughing for ages?
Yeah. So here, because it's so funny, this one to me, the beginning of The House on Haunted Hill with Vincent Price movie with riff tracks.
Guys, this movie is pretty scary, so there may be times where I'll need you to hold me.
I'll consider that, Mike, but only if you get off my lap.
Sure.
Yes.
Take your blanket with you, please.
Ah, of course.
Are you leaving?
Can I wait till it's not so dark?
Okay, time for me to go.
Somebody just walked in on John Goodman in the can.
Catch you later.
See ya.
Now she's reacting to John Goodman having said, I'm gonna be a one.
Sounds like someone just cracked up Homer Simpson.
Wow, majestic cinematography. Huh?
The screen is just black. There's nothing happening on the screen.
Hey, throwing a human head at us right off the bat.
Yeah.
The ghosts are moving tonight, restless, hungry.
A little gassy.
May I introduce myself?
No.
I'm Watson Pritchard.
Retired leprechaun.
In just a minute, I'll show you the only really haunted house in the world.
It's haunted by squatting hobos.
Since it was built a century ago, 7 people, including my brother, have been murdered in it.
He knows because he murdered them.
Since then, yes. I've owned the house. I've only spent one night there, and when they found me in the morning, I was almost dead.
As you can see, I'm still almost dead. Whoa, now they're just tossing Salvador Dali's head at us.
I'm Frederick Lauren.
Hello, Dali.
And I've rented the house on Haunted Hill tonight so that my wife can give a party.
Party. Haunted house. P-O-T-T-Y. Party. Because he's gotta go.
She's so amusing.
By that, I mean
there'll
I
there'll be food
her.
And drink and ghosts. And perhaps even a few murders.
Oh.
You're all invited.
Except Daryl. He broke
if
one of my
you
Xbox controllers
next 12
last
hours
time.
In this house, I'll give you each $10,000. Or your next of kin in case you don't survive.
Oh my.
Ah, but here come our other guests.
Vincent Price is great.
Right after my head is re-ensmallered. There you go.
It was my wife's idea to have our guests come in funeral cars.
I wanted them to come on Segway so I could point and yell, nerds!
I dreamed of the hearse. It's empty now, but
he's having a bit too much fun,
the house
I'd say.
On Haunted Hill. Who knows?
And whose idea was it to have them drive 4 miles an hour?
Schroeder, a test bus. So no doubt a brave man.
He wins the heck.
Don't you think
prize.
You can be much braver if you're paid for it?
Well, that's true
but
of the food tester for
Lance
Arby's.
Needs the $10,000 if he's brave enough to stay all night. This is Ruth Bridges. You've no doubt read her column in the newspapers.
Writes under the name
she
Dan
said
Savage.
The reason for coming to the party is to write a feature article on ghosts. She's also desperate for money. Gambles.
Cockfights, mostly.
You've already met Watson Pritchard, a man living in mortal fear of a house, and yet he is risking his life to spend another night here. I wonder why.
His apartment is being bug-bombed.
For money. This is Dr. David Trent, a psychiatrist. He claims that my ghost will help his work on hysteria. But don't you see a little touch of greed there? Around the mouth and eyes?
Oh, that? No, sorry, that's mustard.
This is Nora Manning. I picked her from the thousands of people who work for me
he
because
eating
she
in
needed
the, dark.
The 10,000 more than most. Supports her whole family. Isn't she pretty?
In a plain, if there's absolutely no one else available way, sure.
We're starting now. And you have until midnight to find the house on Haunted Hill.
I don't need till midnight. It's right there, if I'm not mistaken.
Easy to find. Yeah, I'd say it's right there. That one where all the cars are pulling up to it. Could have made this just a little harder, Vincent.
That's my favorite part. That and the music is hilarious.
Yes.
I just brought a gym bag full of jock straps. I hope that's all I'll need.
The women both brought their ventriloquist dummies, and that could cause a little conflict.
This is similar to the time I had to stay the whole night in my cousin's filthy apartment without gagging. I accidentally saw his laundry hamper, and, well, I didn't make it.
I shouldn't have slept there.
Gated slumber parties.
You know, this is back when millionaires knew how to spend their money. Now they just throw it away on Senate campaigns.
Julie Mitchum.
Well, that's true.
Thank you. I guess the original owner said, I want my house to be squat, ugly, with hideous windows. Oh, and can you cover it with paving stones?
Oh, and please, bar the windows. I really want to capture that hopeless inner-city school look.
Oh, jeez.
Ah, nightmarish walking corpse.
Oh, wait, that's just Julie Mitchum there.
Hey, look, at least we're going to get continuity. More than you can say for an Ed Wood film.
Yes, the mean streets of Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. Or maybe it's Waukegan. I get them mixed up.
Both very mean. It's me.
Okay, hello,
guys,
you're
I
on the
just
air.
Just ran the numbers and thought...
Oh, hi, Andrew.
What's up?
Oh, nothing much, and how was your week?
Good. How about you? Do anything exciting?
What game are you playing this week?
What's that?
What game are you playing this week?
We are going to continue the Sam and Max games, the Telltale episode ones.
Oh, because last week you were just playing music on your show.
Yeah, we didn't have time to play I didn't want to do a half a show and play a game in it, so we opted out of that.
Oh.
Yeah. Let's see, where's this control that I'm looking for? I think it's this one. So what else is new?
I'd be interested to know that the $10,000 offer would be $60,788.66 today if adjusted for inflation. So in case you were wondering, it would be entirely possible to spend a night in the haunted house, use the reward money to purchase the Kansas City Royals, and still have enough money for the hearse ride home.
This is what I like to do when I first meet people. Kind of wander around them vacantly, not saying anything.
Listen to the music in the background.
Yes. The hilarious wipe your paws doormat seems a touch out of place.
Ooh. Good lord.
Well, I don't know about ghosts, but I'm guessing they'll all be done in by the hantavirus and poisonous mold.
The music just cracks me up.
Yes.
You know, if the characters never speak to each other, it makes for a really short screenplay. Very easy to write. Professional tip.
Not one of them is singing.
Well, where is everybody?
It isn't a very warm welcome, is it?
Only the ghosts.
Thanks for calling in, Ryan.
They made too much paella and were worried it would go to waste.
We'll talk again next week, then, Andrew.
All right, take care.
I'm afraid I don't even know
your name.
Bye.
I'm Nora Manning.
Lance Schroeder.
Of the East Haunted Hill Schroeders?
A friend of yours.
I've heard of him, but I've never met him.
I work for one of his companies, but I've never seen him.
That's enough of this.
I was going to say, it was kind of devolving a little bit.
Yeah. It's really funny. So, yes, everyone should get some of those and check them out. All right. So, I think now... we will get going with Sam and Max.
Yeah, pretty good.
So let me close this window that I don't need, and this window that I don't need, and this window
and,
that
and
I don't we'll, need.
Will be terribly descriptive.
Yes, exactly. All right, so... oh, in other news, I also have... let's see, so I should have an Integra 7 on the way... but I also should have a, I ordered the NVIDIA Shield as well. So I'm waiting for that.
I'm, Let's just say that within the next 2 weeks, I will also receive something containing an NVIDIA product. I'm going to withhold details.
Ah.
Or at least that's the plan. I'm not 100% sure on that.
Ah. Do I have to guess what type of thing that it is?
I think we discussed that last week. Or not last week, because we weren't here, but I think you know.
My memory is so bad, I really have no idea.
It has it's something with a fruit-like logo on it.
Oh. Maybe.
Yeah. Fruit-like logo with a big bite taken out of it.
I thought they switched to AMD.
No.
Did they switch back?
They are now at NVIDIA again. NVIDIA and Intel, depending on the product model.
Ah, good. Yeah, because that was one of the other reasons why I never got another MVP for myself.
Everything with discrete graphics is GeForce 600 series.
Ah, the 700s are out now. They just came out, which is interesting.
But this is the plan. It's not 100% confirmed yet, so.
Yeah.
Fingers are currently crossed. There are other things that may get in the way.
Yeah. Ah, what happened?
Speaking of other geeky things, I discovered a little program from a free program, mobile program from AutoCAD, and not AutoCAD, Autodesk, earlier in the day.
Really?
And I am currently scrolling over a certain 3D model generated from photographs.
Hmm. Neat. Alright, let's open up Sam and Max episode 1. Whoa.
Ooh.
Sorry. Yep.
Just kind of blurted in there for a second.
Yeah, Steam, wasn't open, so.
Ooh.
Now it is. Alright. Okay. And why are we at a strange screen resolution.
Mm-hmm.
Was this game only running in 4.3? I guess so. Well, whatever. I don't care.
It's not like it matters to the radio,
so.
Yeah.
as long as it plays.
As bad as my memory is, I remember this being a problem the last time around.
Yeah. Alright. Let's load. Alright. Which one of these is newer? Auto save or five. Well, here's the save, manual save that I did. So let's load that.
Ooh.
Loading. All right. There's Max. All right, we're in our office.
Let's get to work.
I couldn't agree more.
Ah, yes.
Alright, what's in our inventory? We have big gun, boxing glove, videotape. Unless it's a video tape, I can't really tell.
Oh, gosh.
Spray paint, tear gas grenade launcher.
Nice. Oh, yes, I remember this now.
Yeah.
I think that was part of our current objective.
Yeah, we're like trying to rid the town of these, whatever the heck these people were called. These little munchkin people.
Hmm.
Alright.
Whee!
Every time he walks into Max, he just like slaps him into the air. Well, let's see. We can go to Sybil's here and get ourselves some free therapy. Because Lord knows, everyone could use a little free psychotherapy every once in a while.
As opposed to the 5-cent psychotherapy you get on the peanuts.
Yeah.
How'd you like to shrink my head a little, Doc?
Of course. What's your poison?
Let's examine my obsessions with ink blots. Let's examine my emotional reactions with free association. Let's examine my unconscious desires with dream analysis.
free association.
All right.
Let's try some more free association.
That will tell us more about your unreasonable reactions to the elements of your life. Remember, I'll say words, and you just do or say whatever comes naturally. Ready?
Sure, go ahead.
Cow.
Cow. All right, so basically I have to, like, click on something in the room. I'm going to click on the couch.
Do you think this would work better if I lie down?
Subject wishes to assume supine position. Trigger word apparently inducing sleepiness. How about this word? Drill.
Ah. Hey. Fire. Does that count? I guess not. All right, so just firing a pistol doesn't register at all, apparently.
Weird. All right. Extremely weird.
I was thinking of drilling the couch with bullets. But apparently, no.
It didn't register a response.
Yeah.
I guess there's not a cop around. Oh, wait, we are cops.
Yeah. We're freelance police. All right, well, what the heck am I supposed to click on now, then? Tattoo designs.
Can we look at some pictures?
Subject shows preference for inkblot test while undergoing free association test. Possible ergonomic schism. Dryer. Just do or say whatever comes naturally.
Max almost lost a finger in a fan like that once.
Yeah, but it wasn't my own finger.
Trigger word induces grisly memory in subject. Possibility of Finfelter syndrome. Well, this has been illuminating.
Am I sane?
The jury's still out. Your reactions didn't tell me anything conclusive.
I'd like to tell you about another mundane but strangely compelling dream I had.
All right, let's examine your disturbing subconscious desires a bit further. Okay,
I have a really odd question.
Yeah?
When she says that's illuminating, is she like turning on a lamp in her office?
No.
Okay, it's just something in the way she says it.
I noticed something strange growing on my plant.
A source of sustenance. What was on it?
Let's see.
It was a can of some unknown carbonated beverage.
I think you need a dietitian, not a therapist.
Well, somebody's neurotic.
I noticed something odd on the dartboard.
What was the target?
It was a psychotherapy diploma.
Interesting. Do you secretly want to become a therapist?
No, I publicly want to become a therapist.
Oh, you kidder. Please, try to be serious.
I noticed something peculiar in the water cooler.
A source of refreshment. What was it?
It was a crisp new copy of Self-Loathing Weekly.
Oh, that is refreshing. I never miss an issue.
Hanging on the coat rack was a necktie in the shape of a noose.
Oh, my. Sam, I'm not sure how to put this, but I think you may need a therapist. Oh, wait. I forgot I am one.
Therapist.
let's see. We've got a message. Ah. Let's see. This lady should try to be serious. She's clearly reading her voiceovers from somewhere.
Yes, you've noticed.
Yes, if I wasn't so lazy today, this would be much easier if I had my extra computer to run the messenger. But I'm lazy, so I'll have to revert to alt-tabbing.
Nothing unusual there. I realized there was someone else in the room with me.
Oh, who was your special guest?
It was you.
Or was it really? Your mother.
Huh?
I realized there was someone else.
Oh.
Okay. All right.
I noticed something weird sticking out of the rat hole.
Something bothersome. What was it?
Wait, the rat hole of what? A fish? Clacking balls? A hot dog? Nothing.
Nothing.
Oh. Oh, come on, we gotta pick something. Nothing's not funny. How about...
It was that staple office knick-knack, the clacking balls. Not unlike the ones on your desk.
Oh, do you not like the balls?
No, sir, I don't like the balls.
Jeez, that was special.
Oh my god.
I noticed something bizarre in the closet.
Yes, we put things in the closet we want to hide away, things we're ashamed of. Please, Sam, what's in your closet?
Wow.
A parking meter.
This is devolving terribly.
A parking meter? Why would you possibly be ashamed of that?
Well, we did run over the meter in front of our building once or twice.
Or every single time we ever parked there.
I noticed a plaque above the closet bearing Jesse James's severed hand.
Well, only in a dream, huh?
I think that's more of a nightmare.
It's also very much what's really in their office.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Not a thing was on TV.
Suggesting you feel television is an intellectual wasteland, devoid of any and all worthwhile content.
No, that can't be right. Nothing unusual there.
Was that the end of your dream?
No, wait, I forgot something.
Oh, do continue then. Was that the end of your dream?
Yep, then I woke up screaming.
I can see why.
Actually, let's save the psychoanalysis for later.
Postponing responsibilities. Interesting.
Wow, she really is hyper-analytical, isn't she?
Yeah. All right, let's see what's over this way.
Take control of your mind.
Is it working?
I don't know. Destroy the intruder in your dreams.
Snap out of it, you big baby!
What's going on? Why is my outfit all wrinkled?
He's back.
Quick, act like a chicken.
No. Tell us where we can find Brady Culture's home for former child stars. We've got to stop that fiend from hypnotizing anyone else.
The home? It's 227 something. Wizard would remember the street. He always does the driving.
Can you take us there?
Are you kidding? I've got hours, hours of ironing to do.
Well, that was helpful.
Is every other character in this game on drugs?
I don't know, maybe.
Remember our old car, Max?
I said I was sorry!
I once hid in that dumpster to escape a rampaging gorilla.
I still don't know how she got out of the office. I was sure I locked the door.
Nation's terror level lowered to general anxiety.
Hello. Yes.
Take control of your mind. Destroy the intruder in your dreams.
Nicely done, Sam. You're a natural.
Where am I? Who are you?
Don't worry, we're freelance police.
Police? Oh no!
He's getting away in that truck!
Quick! Follow that soda popper.
All right. Something's happening. Whoa.
Pardon me. I'll
Hurry,
be back
Sam.
In about
He's
two
getting
minutes.
Away.
Time out for number one.
Take the wheel, buddy.
With pleasure.
I hit his tire. Yes.
Don't shoot!
Aside from the fact that we just plugged your truck, why would you think we'd shoot you?
Except for the obvious sport value, of course. It's just, you always see cops on the news beating up some guy just because he's a former child star.
We would never dream of hurting former child stars. We just need to find the home where Brady Culture keeps them.
Oh, why didn't you say so? It's right over there, across the street.
Jumping elephant fleas.
How devilishly convenient.
Thanks.
Does anyone know where I can find a bathroom?
Not much of a secret, is it?
Ah. Welcome back. Let's see. What's this?
Looks like a shifty character to me.
Don't they all?
Let's see, the marquee. Brady Culture's quote-unquote home for former child stars. Now treating artificial personality disorder.
Whee!
Oh, this guy.
The black hole.
What's a black hole, Sam?
It's a star that's been crushed under its own weight, destined to desolate darkness for all eternity.
Oh. See, I thought it was the guy's face after he punched him. You like that joke?
Nice.
I thought it was sufficiently corny.
Yeah, it works.
It says here they only treat patients with something called artificial personality disorder.
I was kind of dragged down by the alliterative nature of the
violent reactions to.
No.
It says here they only treat pain disorder. Apparent obsession with money, violent reactions to dentistry, and an unconscious desire to see one's peers getting older. This one's very locked.
Okay, that door is locked. A monkey!
Huh?
Disturbing little monkey. Reminds me of a job I had once.
You were a monkey?
Essentially. I guess this is where you stick your admission form.
This music is hilarious.
Is it supposed to be coming from a radio?
I don't know.
Huh.
The power of Ibo.
Looks more like the glower of Ibo.
Rip off of Tybo.
Yeah. The alley of perpetual darkness.
Ooh.
Locked. I think someone was sitting here.
And leaking.
Ah. Let's use the symptoms form with Max.
I don't think he's qualified to sign the form.
Oh. Oh, probably. Okay, we gotta go take the form over. I think I understand this puzzle.
Let's go cruise for lawbreakers, Max.
We gotta get the therapist to fill out the form, so we have to, like, do whatever it takes to get those symptoms.
Mm-hmm. Ah, I see. Good lord. That was...
Fall to the left, fall to the right, fall anywhere you want, just fight.
Oh my.
Hello. Know why we stopped you?
No, why?
Yeah, why?
We're not charging you with anything. We just wanted to say hello.
Hello.
Well, bye.
Bye.
That was concise.
You like that?
Oh, is it actually? I'm guessing it's giving you an option to say something at that particular moment.
Yeah.
Okay.
Attention, fellow drivers. If for any reason we need to address you, we'll indicate it simply by crashing into the back of your vehicle. Thank you.
Yes.
I love this.
People of Earth, we come in peace. Just kidding. Prepare to die.
Yeah.
This never gets old to me.
Can I get a whoop?
The fact that somebody is... Oh, my.
You're all under arrest. If you elect me as mayor, I hereby promise free money to everyone. Sorry, swallowed a fly.
All right, let's head back to Sybil's.
Do you think I might have artificial personality disorder?
Interesting.
Symptoms include, obsession with money, violent reactions to dentistry, and an unconscious desire to see one's peers getting older.
Hey, I know! I could psychoanalyze you!
No way!
Calm down.
Can we do some more ink blots? Those are entertaining.
Sure! Let's take another look at your unseemly obsessions. Take a look at this and tell me what you see.
Pennies on the eyes of a dead mind.
Let's try going with money for the ink blots. I don't know.
Now, how about this one?
The St. Valentine's Day Massacre.
And this?
Or not.
Coded love notes from space aliens.
Alien love notes. Interesting. Now this one. What do you see?
The music in the background.
Yeah.
20 nuns with machine guns out for vengeance.
Did he say nuns? One?
Yep.
A debit card fed through a document shredder.
Your responses are kind of all over the map. I can't tell a whole lot from them. Sorry.
Thanks, Doc. Do you think I might have artificial personality disorder?
Maybe, but people with APD are known for their obsession with money.
Let's try some more free association.
That will tell us more about your unreasonable reactions to the elements of your life. Remember, I'll say words, and you just do or say whatever comes naturally. Ready?
Fire away, Grizzly.
Lug nut.
That was random. I guess it is free association, though.
Yeah.
Max almost lost a finger in a fan like that once.
I don't know.
Yeah, but it wasn't my own finger.
Trigger word induces grizzly fluoride. Just do or say whatever comes naturally.
I have a free association word for fluoride, but I won't say it because most of the audience, if any, probably won't get it.
Your sign is crooked. You ought to straighten it.
Subject exhibits proclivities for order upon hearing trigger word. Possible OCD. Teasing.
Can I sit in the tattoo chair while we do this?
Me first!
Trigger word induces unusual desire for tattoo in subject. Possible symptom of euphoric dyspepsia. Well, this has been illuminating.
Am I sane?
The jury's still out. Your reaction...
Do you think I might have our...
Maybe, but...
Now it makes sense, yeah.
Alright, Well, let's try the dream again.
I'd like to tell you about another mundane but strangely compelling dream I had.
All right, let's examine your disturbing subconscious desires a bit further. Okay, tell me what happened.
All right,
I noticed something strange growing on my plant.
A source of sustenance. What was on it?
A hefty sack of cash was in full flower.
Oh, you think money grows on trees? You're dreaming.
That was, specific.
Yeah.
I noticed something bizarre in the closet.
Ah, something you're ashamed of. What was it?
A whole stack of lottery tickets.
Interesting. Perhaps you feel you don't really earn your money.
Don't worry, lady. We get paid to crack skulls. And by that measure, we ought to be millionaires.
Excuse me, I didn't mean to cough like that.
That's all right.
Nothing Peril, unusual
perils
there.
Perils of having voice activity.
I realized there was someone able. Else in the yeah. room with me.
Oh, who was your special guest?
Huh.
It was Max.
Ah, yes, your imaginary friend.
Excuse me, I'm standing right next to you, lady.
Wow. In your dream, was Max doing anything unusual?
Well, he was saying the Pledge of Allegiance to the tune of Camptown Races.
I pledge allegiance to my gun, doo-da, doo-da.
But that's not unusual.
Nothing to see here, move along.
Yeah.
Nothing unusual there.
Okay. Dartboard.
I noticed something odd on the dartboard.
What was the target?
It was a psychotherapy diploma.
Interesting.
No, I publicly want to become...
That's a water cooler.
I noticed something peculiar in the water cooler.
A source of refreshment. What was it?
Actually, it was empty.
Nothing to refresh you, huh? Interesting.
Well, let's try.
Was that the end of your dream?
Yep.
Yep, that's it. Do you think I might have artificial personality disorder?
Maybe, but people with APD are known for their subconscious desire to see their peers age.
Interesting observation. If the game had a memory for how many times he's asked that question, eventually she would ascertain that he had OCD.
Yeah. Okay. Let's try
this. Can we do some more ink blots?
Again.
Those are entertaining.
Sure. Let's take another look at your unseemly obsessions. Take a look at this and tell me what you see.
Susan Lucci holding an Emmy.
I see. Now, how about this one?
An SUV crashing into an opulent mansion.
And this?
A squirrel that got run over twice, my Uncle Louie's moth-eaten wallet, coded love notes from aliens, and autograph written in Braille.
Autograph written in Braille.
Now this one. What do you see?
A cheering crowd of lanky albinos.
Hey!
And this one?
I take offense to that. God. That's right. You just insulted one of the key people on this show.
A debit card fit through a document shredder.
Focused on fame, but
I'm
it's
kidding.
Probably nothing to worry about.
Thanks, Doc.
Come
Do
on,
you
we
think I might
have
artificial personality disorder?
Maybe, but people with APD are known for their obsession with money.
Ugh! Okay.
Good lord.
All right, where
wow. Picky.
Where
Are we getting out the hint book?
Alright. Oops. Okay. I do have an extra computer.
I was gonna say, are we getting out the hint book?
Yeah, I'm...
The internet-based hint book, I guess.
Exactly. Yes. Powered by my brand new Lenovo Helix.
Oh, you finally got it.
Yeah, we got a few hundred of them.
Nice.
It's pretty nice. It's a pretty nice machine, I have to say. It's got a couple of pet peeves, but of mine, but other than that, it's pretty dynamite.
Nice. Was that the machine that you said that you had only like one of only like 10 in the country?
That's what somebody told me. I don't know how true that really was.
I was gonna say that's probably.
That's what my coworkers said when, like, they first like got them from Lenovo, mm-hmm. But I don't know. At this point, now there's obviously plenty around, and they're for sale now online. Yeah. So. Let's see. Yes, I must search at this point. I give up. I submit to my poor adventure gaming skills.
Forgive all the loud typing. I'm doing things into the Blender typing things into the Blender menu.
What kind of disorder are we trying to provide?
I know the acronym is... I remember the acronym was APD. I don't know why.
Well, let's give the ink blots another try.
Can we do some more ink blots? Those are entertaining.
Sure. Let's take another look at your unseemly obsessions. Take a look at this and tell me what you see.
Pennies on the eyes of a dead mime.
Interesting. Now, how about this one?
An SUV crashing into an opulent mansion.
Why is that so amusing?
And this?
My Uncle Louie's moth-eaten wallet.
Now this one. What do you see?
Elephants at the New York Stock Exchange.
And this one?
A debit card fed through a document shredder.
Well, judging by your responses, you seem to be fairly obsessed with
money.
That's a symptom of artificial personality disorder. I'd better mark it on your chart.
Ah.
Very interesting. We should test you for the other symptoms of APD.
Whatever you say, Sawbones.
I'm not a Sawbones. Yeah. I'm a psychotherapist.
Tomato, tomato. Hey, I'm getting hungry.
You would be.
Oh my gosh.
Let's try some more free association.
That will tell us more about your unreasonable reactions to the elements of your life. Remember, I'll say words, and you just do or say whatever comes naturally. Ready?
Ready as a rooster taking a bath in barbecue sauce.
Interesting choice of words. How about pastiche?
That's not a word, is it?
Word to the wise, never put your tongue on a cactus.
Or vice versa.
Trigger word causes strange culinary impulses. Possible organic malaise fixation.
Yes, polish. You can just hear me sneering. I'm sure.
Polish? That's something you do to teeth. Prepare to die, lady.
Whoa, don't shoot. Violent reaction. Violent reaction.
You should see him at Thanksgiving.
Oh.
Violent reaction to the word. Very interesting.
Oh.
Shampoo.
She needs
just
to go
do
back
say
to college.
Whatever comes natural.
shampoo.
Oh, that's very significant. Closets are often associated with feelings of shame. Oh,
hey, God. It's your closet.
Well, this has been illuminating.
Yes.
Your responses lead me to believe that you have an unusually violent reaction to dentistry.
You should see him at the podiatrist's.
It could be symptomatic of artificial personality disorder. I'd better mark this on your chart. You have two of the symptoms listed on this form.
Am I deranged?
I don't want to alarm you, but probably.
Can I have your hat when they commit you?
Sure. I'd like to tell you about another mundane but strangely compelling dream I had.
All right, let's examine your disturbing subconscious desires a bit further. Okay, tell me what happened.
I remembered that I'd just gotten something from the bakery.
Oh, is there going to be a celebration? What did you get?
It was an overly frosted birthday cake.
Someone's another year closer to the grave, eh?
Fear of death?
I realized there was someone else in the room with me.
Oh, who was your special guest?
It was you!
Or was it really your mother? Was that the end of your dream?
Yep, that's it. Do you think I might have artificial personality disorder?
Maybe, but people with APD are known for their subconscious desire to see their peers age.
Well, in theory, what you could do is you could note down the sequence of events every single time you do this, and eventually you
I'd like to tell you about another mundane, but...
All right. Okay, tell me what happened.
It's gotta be this.
I had just gotten something new from the bakery.
For a celebration, perhaps? What did you get?
It was an overly frosted birthday cake.
Someone's another year closer to the grave, eh?
That's sensitive.
Yeah, I know, right?
I realized there was someone else in the room with me.
Oh, who was you?
It was Max.
Ah, yes, your imaginary friend. Wait a second. The birthday cake, your friend, you subconsciously want to see your peers get older.
I could have told you that.
This is a definite symptom of artificial personality disorder.
Nice.
Yes. I mean, I hope it's not serious.
Yes. I better mark this on your chart.
Oh my God.
Wow, that was a nice deal.
It must be artificial personality disorder. You've got all the signs.
All right, calm down now.
Get a paper out of this.
Yeah.
Best ship me off to some sort of home for former child stars then.
Yeah.
I've signed this admissions form, but you'll have to arrange your own transportation. I'm about to be really busy publishing the details of your case.
Since you're crazy, can I drive?
Jump in. No.
Oh, my.
Where we going, Sam?
Back to Brady Culture's home for former child stars.
Oh, okay.
All right, let's put our symptoms form in the form reader. A clapping monkey! Well, the gate has opened.
Come on, little buddy. There's justice to be served.
Yeah.
Can we get ice cream afterwards? Justice makes me hungry. This reminds me of that place where Aunt Trudy lives with the medicine smell and the rubber sheets and the enormous mute Indian.
Sounds like a million lives.
Yeah, mostly after medication time. Where is everybody?
There's like a stage.
Pulchritude above doubts. This is Culture's Clubhouse.
Jumping Lon Chaney in a Bothell Frightwig. Brady Culture, I presume.
You know who I am? Wow, evil plans really do work.
Don't get too excited, Stretch Pants. The freelance police are here.
Yes, actually. I've been waiting for you.
Really? Next time, try leaving the front door open. Save us all some grief.
Allow me to explain.
Uh-oh. I think we just triggered a soliloquy.
Good thing I have the attention span of a pint of yak butter.
I never wanted much. Just to be universally loved, that's all. And to be number one in the TV ratings for the 1971 fall season. But no. Those worthless hacks, the soda puppies, with their matching shirts and their cute little jingles. They came on opposite me and stole my audience.
Oh.
I was never offered another role. And now you two vigilantes won't even let a poor, down-on-his-luck actor mass-hypnotize the entire viewing public to become his worshipful fans forever. How cruel.
Is it over?
I think so.
So?
Whoops.
Since you've ruined the beautiful irony of having my arch-rivals run my promotional campaign, I'm afraid you'll just have to take their places.
Oh,
in your dreams, that's Culture! Funny.
So the organ he's playing has like a...
He just
hey, zapped him with something.
Become video delivery man.
Uh-oh. I think it's working on Sam.
Hmm. I'll be right back.
Max doesn't seem to care, though.
What? What's happening?
Oh, no! Oh, no! What are you doing?
I don't know.
You were in on it all along. I told you it was a conspiracy. I told you, but then you already knew, didn't you?
No, Bosco. I must deliver videos.
Call the CIA! Call Interpol! Call Mickey Rooney!
Must deliver Mickey Rooney videos.
Ah!
So apparently... Max is... Or Sam... Max is... I don't know where Max is, but Sam...
I have returned, as you can probably tell.
Don't even try it!
Ah, all right. Well, that takes care of that.
I love that part.
All right, we got Sam knocked out.
Uh-oh. Either I just walked into the Salvador Dali Memorial Wax Museum, or I'm dreaming.
You love me. You adore me. Become video delivery man. Do my evil bidding and so forth.
Holy brains in a blender. I'm still hypnotized. If only I could remember what Sybil told me to do.
Destroy the intruder in your dream.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Sam, I'm up here.
Oh, hi, little buddy.
Brady stole my body. I hate when people do that. You gotta get me down from here.
This Brady Culture guy's head is like everywhere. He's on the television. He's on Max's body. He's on the ceiling fan in the closet as cheese.
It's what?
It's very strange.
I will be number one in the ratings now, and thanks didn't hurt.
Don't worry, little buddy. I'll get you.
Hurry, Sam. I've got an itch. I can't scratch.
I will be universally loved.
Whoa.
Whee!
Okay. I just shot the one-way sign.
I'm right back where I started.
Okay, hold on. I'll get you.
And it turned the room upside down. But it only lasted for a second. so I think I gotta try again.
Brady culture.
Whoa!
Whee! Yay!
I don't know. I don't
I'm right
it.
Back where I started.
Okay, hold on. I'll get you.
Doing anything.
Don't worry, little buddy. I'll get you.
Maybe I need to be standing right on the edge of the carpet and catch his head? Max's head Whee! Is floating in the ceiling.
Whoa! Gotcha.
There we
Yay!
Go.
Yay!
I don't think Max would like me sticking his head there. Oh, Mr. Culture, I have a surprise for you.
Really? For me? No!
Max's head ate the other guy's head to get back to his body.
Ooh, that sounded nasty.
Thanks, Sam. A little stringy, but good. Oh, I just remembered. I'm supposed to be somewhere.
Bye, Max.
You want to name every single one of your children after me.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dear.
What is this thing? Sweet rodent eating disorders. That is one fat rat.
Oh, my.
Dance, puppet, dance.
I saw some appear to do anything.
I love my right. hair, and you do too.
It's Brady culture made of cheese?
I will have legions.
It's Brady culture made of cheese. Hey, Brady Cheese.
What is it, fool?
I'd like to introduce you to a little friend of mine.
A giant rat.
That doesn't sound good.
Cheese must stand alone.
Oh, God.
And another one bites the cheese.
Brady.
It's Brady culture on TV.
Yes, right where I belong. Everyone watch me. Me! Shooting TV stars only makes them stronger.
What?
Oh my. It's that added lead in their diet.
It's Brady culture in a light socket?
The light bulb represents wisdom. And here's a little now. Brady culture is a perfect 10.
Huh.
Why, yes, this is my real hair.
Okay.
It's just a dream, Sam.
Brady culture. Nice name for a country, don't you think?
Oh my God.
I will be right back with you.
Weird. Strange.
Brady Culture is the man of your...
I think someone needs to turn the lights out on your career, Brady.
What? No!
Oh, that Brady Culture. He turns the world off with his smile. I wouldn't want to turn Brady back on. Wonder what would happen to the picture quality if I gave this a tug.
No! I must be on TV for all eternity! No!
Ah, so much for your coat hanger
that's
antenna!
Much better reception.
Oh, no! He's awake! We're done for!
Save the girlish histrionics, Bosco. I'm all right. I was merely the victim of your garden variety video delivery hypnosis scheme.
Okay. But what about your co-conspirator?
My co-conspirator? Holy underpants draped to the mast of a sinking pork rind freighter! That hirsute egomaniac kidnapped my little buddy! Thanks, Bosco.
Do me proud!
I think we have to go back to someplace. So we have restored Sam to sanity. Let's see if the therapist can help us.
I've got to find some way to block a hypnotic ray. I don't suppose you, as a brain specialist of sorts, would know anything. Great suffering lab rats. You do know something. Out with it, before my synapses fuse into a milky puddle of slag.
Well, it's a gross breach of doctor-patient privilege for me to even tell you about it. But one of my more technologically inclined patients drew me a diagram of a contraption he claimed will block hypnosis.
That's just the sort of ridiculously lucky break I need.
It's a huge violation of every reasonable code of ethical conduct, of course. But you being a policeman of sorts, I suppose it's okay to give you the diagram.
My lack of solid engineering background has finally caught up with me. I can't make any sense of this.
I'd love to help, but engineering is one of the few fields I haven't tried. Sorry.
Max isn't gonna like it when he finds out I ruined our reception. I've got to tell him as soon as possible.
All right. I took the coat hanger antenna from the television. You never know when a metal wire will come in handy.
You're going to have to unlock something, aren't you?
The secrets of the mind, maybe.
Bosco, take a gander at this.
What is it, a death threat?
Even better, it's instructions for the latest in Bosco tech innovation.
Let's see, a conda for that, yeah. Yeah, I can build this. Just need one thing.
What's that?
Something for that antenna thing at the top.
Antenna. Got it. Will a make-do antenna do as a make-do antenna?
Yeah, okay. Let me just add a little Bosco Tech innovation. And here it is, the most sophisticated hypnosis-blocking helmet the world has ever seen.
Happy days are here again. Uh-oh, seems like the old Moolah gauge is running on empty.
I take it. Just stop that Brady culture. He's got it in for me.
You're a credit to dementia, Bosco.
You'll have to pay for the next one, though.
All right, we've got a colander with a coat hanger on top of it. I think we're ready to fight crime, don't you?
Yes.
All right, let's get to our car and get back to this maniac. Stop him.
I'm coming, Max. Rule number 3. Always wear protective headgear when confronting diabolical villains with hypnotic devices. Hand over the Lagomorph culture.
Sam! Boy, am I glad to see you. Johann Sebastian here only knows how to play one song.
What's this, a rerun? Didn't we just see the dog getting hypnotized episode? Well, if you really want to watch it again... What?
Another triumph for skanky ingenuity and ordinary kitchenware. Give it up, culture. Your quiche is cooked.
Time out for the cavalry!
You've colored outside the lines of the law, Brady culture.
We see you, and this time we're...
Going to get hypnotized again. I'm sure you all remember the commands I taught you. So now, my foolish pawns, attack the dog!
Ow!
Caffeine Rush!
Huh. Now they're just standing there. Okay.
Become Brady culture.
Yeah. Do my evil bidding.
Worship the videotapes!
What nonsense!
Attack the dog!
Become Brady culture.
Do my evil bidding!
What?
What?
Alright, that does not appear to work.
Worship me.
No, me, worship me. You're my minions, mine.
Oh, God.
Attack me.
No, me, attack me, me.
Really?
Yes. Oops, no, wait, I mean.
Hey. Smart move, Sam. You played him like a $2 glockenspiel.
I learned all my best tactics in the first grade.
I tried to send you semaphore signals with my ears, but you know how I always get the K and the V mixed up.
You crack me up, little buddy. Well, I guess we should dehypnotize these poor saps again and be on our way.
Let me! You know how I adore gratuitous violence.
Well, that's that, Max. Another boot to the pasty ass of crime. Oof. Thank goodness this whole hypnotic mind control thing didn't go any further. That could have been really annoying.
It's great to be on your show, Myra. I'm a huge fan. I just can't seem to stop watching for some reason.
Oh, my.
You made me mess up. I can see.
All right, so that was the first episode of the Sam and Max first season from Telltale.
Not bad.
Pretty cool. And we've got a message. We got some messages from Sir Mars.
Ah.
Yes, the almighty coat hanger colander mix. You shall defeat all who challenge you. Yeah, that's funny. Let's see. I wonder if there's like a scene or something at the end of this, or maybe, I don't know.
Oh,
good. The music's funny. I guess that's it. Okay. All right. Now what?
Well, you could. I guess you could see if that video does anything interesting. I don't know if it has actual gameplay audio on it or not.
Oh yeah. Let's see. 17 minutes. Aha! Whoa.
I can't believe you didn't know about this.
No.
Attention! Combat starts here! 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's run!
Oh, and I'm sure you already know that there is a new Wolfenstein game coming out in the holiday season. Interesting. What I thought was interesting is that they've been basically playing it up like the whole point of a new RO. New Rot game is actually just to be a good old fashioned, like, blood and guts, no frills kind of thing.
Like Serious Sam?
Yeah.
Well, the real question is this just like, are they gonna have a single player campaign, or?
They had a trailer that came out a few months prior. I don't remember what show it was at. I want to say it was at QuakeCon. I'm not really sure.
Interesting. The remixes from the original music are neat. I like their little caption on the bottom. Pre-release gameplay, nothing is final. Blah, blah, blah.
Yes. That. Wish I could find it. There was for the new Wolfenstein game, they've released a very precious few videos. There's like they have the reveal trailer. There's one thing where they basically had a talking head from, I think, from IGN talking for like 4 minutes. They said at that point that they weren't allowed to actually show any gameplay footage. Like a week ago, they did actually, some British outfit actually came out with like a 13-minute long video showing actual gameplay footage. I'm trying to find that.
Yeah.
I'm failing miserably.
Well, that's neat.
So yeah, apparently you've not been keeping up with the industry.
Yeah, really, I've been busy working. Let's see, what's this? Oh, is it just music? Okay.
Yeah. I found it.
Ah.
But let's not paste it into the wrong window. where's Team Talk? There it is. That should be it.
I guess right off the bat,
there's actual gameplay in there.
You know, certain expectations. Wolfenstein.
I don't know where it is. I didn't scroll through.
Well, who's
probably
making
two
this?
Things people expect to see.
It is
Nazis
a new studio published by Bethesda.
So let's talk about him as it's
well, not a new studio. It's the people that did the Chronicles of Riddick.
Catch us up to speed on where back here.
Okay.
Yeah, so the New Order is sort of an action-adventure shooter, and it takes place in the 1960s. The Nazis have won the war using some kind of mysterious technology that they've sort of implemented into their war machine. And B.J. Blazkowicz has been in a coma for 14 years, and he wakes up into this strange new world where the Nazis rule. And we very much wanted, because we're all super huge fans, especially Wolfenstein 3D, which was so like revolution, like it was mind blowing. First time you saw that, you were like in the world,
right,
you saw
there.
The world through the character's eyes.
Yeah.
So we really wanted to honor the legacy of that, and so we took sort of our cues from BJ from Wolfenstein 3D, and we made him older, and he's still sort of this Nazi ass kicking killing machine,
right.
But he's got a lot of depth to him as well.
That's sort of an interesting approach too, in terms of giving us something new. You know, a lot of games where, you know, the Nazis are the antagonist, but sort of seeing, you know, their vision come to life in terms of their vision of, you know, this perfect society and world for them. So did you guys have sort
it's
of
very frightening
fun in terms of envisioning that on the design side and thinking of like, well, how can we best depict this?
Yeah, and it's so scary that they were such completists.
Yes, how can
like,
we best depict insanity?
Thing. It wasn't one idea. It was like a global ideal that they wanted to enforce. And the other thing about that is, because this is in the 1960s, it gives us the opportunity.
That means we must have futuristic technology that couldn't possibly exist in the 60s.
Because it's such a
yes.
huge
as they're showing.
Sort of cultural milestone for Western
cinema. Well, we'll see what happens. I wonder what game engine it'll use.
What is it now? Id Tech 5?
I don't know.
No, Rage was... What was Rage? Was it Tech 4 or was it Tech 5?
That was Tech 5. And supposedly... supposedly they were making a Doom 4, and then...
They restarted the creative process, or so I understand.
Whatever.
Well, this is... We knew this was going to happen. Eventually, Bethesda had to ruin Id. I mean, there was no way that it was going to maintain itself for too long.
Well, quite frankly, I mean, Carmack did it to himself with rage.
Yeah, I agree.
You know,
it wasn't,
like,
wasn't helpful. Made it, had you stuck with your proper genre entirely.
Well, it's not even that. It's even like, you know, the myriad of technical problems they had with porting that engine to PC.
Mm-hmm.
Which, quite frankly, Rage was a console game. That,
yeah.
It was a console game, and they ported it to PC, and it just didn't work out. You know?
I don't know. They seem to have...
To be always... fair, though, I never had any problems with the game running. Like, a lot of other people apparently did. Anybody that didn't have an NVIDIA card, apparently it didn't work, like, at all.
You're going to be really surprised to learn that my current Mac is an ATI Mac, and the Mac port of Rage runs absolutely wonderfully.
Yeah, so I don't know, but apparently there were tons of problems. I never experienced any. I mean, I thought it was an okay game, but still, like, it was just a bloated piece of crap compared to other stuff. Like, you know, they didn't push the envelope in the graphics because it was a fucking console port.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it was like 20 gigabytes of what? Like, if I, you know, okay, I'll grant you that, like, my comparison at the time was, I'm like, okay, Serious Sam 3, that was like 4 gigabytes.
Yes.
Or something like that. And as far as I'm concerned, look just as good, if not better, than Rage.
Yes, I would agree with that.
Now, if you want, I'm sure if somebody wanted to technically analyze it, they would be like, well, you know, they're really kind of doing these tricks with the shaders to make it look that way and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And there's a repeated texture. Like, you know what? It looked better.
Well,
and it took a quarter the amount of space.
Yes.
So
I think
somebody did something wrong. You know,
mega texture. That's all I'm going to say. Mega texture.
It's a great idea on paper for a system. Again, the thing that broke that was the consoles, because the current consoles have no video memory.
Yeah, it's all UMA. Yeah.
So, you know, you don't need to do that on PC. You could load your entire level's worth of textures.
Yeah.
You know. All right, I'll grant you, like, Rage. Well, no. If I recall, it's been so long since I've played.
Am I the only?
I'm confused.
I don't mean to derail your train of thought, but am I the only person that remembers Enemy Territory Quake Wars?
I never played it.
I still have my retail box on my software shelf.
I thought it was a free game.
You're confusing Enemy Territory Wolfenstein ET with ETQW.
Oh.
Wolf ET was free.
Ah. Oh, speaking of this.
Nice. Yeah, ETQW was actually their first product that used mega texture. So Rage was not, and there were console versions of ETQW, but it seemed like they had focused mainly on PC, as evidenced by the fact that there was an actual dedicated server.
Yeah,
I would say.
Let's see, what can we do for the last 20 minutes? What's a exciting game we can play for a little bit? Maybe. Steam has BioShock Infinite highlighted.
Does your computer sound like this?
It does.
It does. It's the one making this sound,
well,
damn it.
If it sounded like this.
My first computer sounded like that. That old IBM 386 PS2.
Yeah.
It sure as hell sounded like that.
Aha, fast forward.
Um,
Let's see. Let's see, Diablo 3, I've played enough. That Brutal Legend, we beat that. that was kind of a fun game. Okay. The cave, that was good. Oh, there is one game I have not even played yet that I have.
What's this?
Let's see if... And the reason was because it was so buggy I couldn't even get it to run.
What is it?
Metro Last Light.
Huh.
Let's see if it's, like, been patched. Let's see if it'll run now.
I read an article... I didn't read an article. I saw an article go over my Twitter feed the other day that suggests that that's actually already outselling their 2033.
Well, it's... Didn't they release it to consoles?
Well, that's true.
I don't know. Did Metro 2033 go to consoles?
I'm pretty sure it did, yes.
Hey, yeah, look at that. It's actually a proper screen resolution now. That's an improvement from before. Of course, you got the longest annoying, opening video till I can control the interface in a recent game I can remember. Like, all I want to do is have a menu to select something. This whole time. Alright, let's see. New game. Ranger mode or original mode? Ranger mode. For seasoned Metro players. Okay.
Excuse me for being a pizza addict.
Ranger hardcore. The HUD, UI, and all hints are completely disabled for the most immersive experience.
Whoa,
the difficulty level is increased in every department. Or normal mode. Well, screw it. Let's pick hardcore mode. Whatever. Doesn't matter. Gamma correction. Continue.
The
Dark Ones came much later. From the garden's direction. The Dark Ones.
Oh, look.
Huge. Towering a full head over the highest man. Nightmarish creatures.
I'm so tired of recorded
creepy
videos.
Creepy as a man turned inside out. Monsters born to destroy us. The word was they were incredibly strong and unnaturally evil.
Oh.
That with bare paws they could tear armed men apart.
They apparently like tin cans.
That's
well,
all lies.
Well, that was, I think, their alarm system.
Oh.
Truth
Ow.
Is even scarier.
Oh. Did we play Alan Wake?
I believe we did, yes.
Did we beat it?
I don't think so. I seem to recall we started it and never finished.
Oh, because it was pretty cool.
Well, I used to live nearby. Before the war, I mean, up there.
Guy on the left sharpening
I was
a stick.
On the train when it happened.
That'll stop the demons
thing,
for sure.
But couldn't get through.
Pull cue?
A pointed stick. Uh-oh. There's bad guys coming down the metro, I guess.
Shit!
There's three guys in front of me, and then there's me with my gun. I don't know.
Shit! Shit! What's going on here?
I don't know. It's dark.
The first thing a character,
there's guys!
The first thing a non-narrating character in this game has said happened to be profanity is slightly worse than the dogs.
Whoa! Okay, so the demons that were attacking me, apparently we were seeing the demons, but it was really just the guys we were sitting around with that we've just murdered all of them.
That sounds really counterproductive.
And now there's like a big black alien demon monster thing. And okay. what happened?
Wake up, Artyom.
Oh,
it's me,
of course it was a nightmare.
No wonder.
What a cop-out.
Listen, I have incredible news. A couple of days ago, I was near the ruins of the Dark One's hive.
No way.
And I saw one of them, still alive.
Near their hive, huh?
I set out to find you, as you were the one they tried to
He found one of them near their hive. I can't believe it.
They never hang out there.
I know.
They're never home.
It's almost like the whole point of a hive.
You're never home.
If a Dark One has survived, it is vital that you try to speak with it, Artyom.
You speak to it. I'm going to stay here in my bed.
Now, and not die.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we must persuade him to allow this mission.
What made us so special all of a sudden?
Meanwhile, the listeners are wondering if we've already gone through this and rehearsed our lines.
Get ready, Artyom. I'll be waiting at the exit.
Didn't we do enough in the previous game? Why does everything have to hinge on me now? All right, let me take my journal. The most annoying interface in an FPS ever. Oh, look, we got a lighter now. That's, I guess, better than what we had before, which I think was a flashlight that you had to charge yourself.
Oh, great.
Hooray, we can play the guitar. I will say that this is significantly more challenging when there's no hints from the user interface of anything that I can interact with, like what I'm supposed to interact with. That's kind of really difficult, actually. Like it doesn't even... There's no crosshair, and there's no... I mean, that's what it said. You know, I'm not complaining. But it's just... Like normally in the game, if you mouse over an interactable object, at least there's some sort of a cue. So really hard.
Even if that cue is only a green crosshair. Yeah.
Yeah, like something. So now that is very significantly challenging. I don't know that.
It's their own little equivalent version of Quake 3's CG
Draw 2
Zero. Don't ask me why I still remember that console command, but I do.
Alright, so there's a lot of guys walking around here. Let's see. Alright, they certainly optimized the engine a lot, I'll give them that.
Hello, Artyom. Welcome to the armory.
Because I'm getting a solid 120 FPS.
For now, get you
with maximum details for the most part.
You're going to need a gas mask.
What are my video settings in this? Let me see. 1920 by 1080.
Speaking of,
using that, but.
Speaking of video settings, if I do manage to get this new machine in here, I will be very interested to see how Serious Sam runs on it at full settings.
Well, that's the thing. With Serious Sam, there's some settings that you just... That, like, the maximum settings set that you really don't need.
Yeah.
Because you just will never notice, and it just slows it down. Mm-hmm. But... Yeah.
You can't make a step on the surface without a gas mask. It's been 20 years and the radiation's still strong enough in some places to boil water.
Oh my gosh.
It will be down here in the metro too.
Don't forget
filters from now.
Sure, it looks cool enough even without these, but they definitely make it better.
The radiation can boil water? Did radiation work that way?
Anything you need for
survival, I guess microwave.
Stylish orange gas. Here's your advanced salary for this month.
Remember,
your pay is in military-grade rounds.
Alright.
As usual ammo for some hefty extra
How about some of these other machine guns you got sitting
attachments,
here?
Regular ammo and equipment for merchants anywhere in the metro.
Totally
seems like
random.
A smart...
Am I the only person that remembers Stalker Shadows of Chernobyl?
Good stuff, huh? Let's get you some
no.
Guns. Take the ones you want and try them out on my range.
I did, try that once, but I just couldn't get into it.
Yeah, likewise.
Okay. I can choose a weapon.
Wow, he's profane.
What?
Did you hear what he was yelling?
No.
It was profane. Let's just say that. He just yelled a fucking bitch to some random person.
How do I, like... Oh, I see. Okay. Alright. Weapon choice. Oh. Oh, that's a shotgun. I don't want that.
Are you going through drawers right now?
Something like that. Yeah, I'm looking at different guns to try, I guess. Yeah.
His comments in the background are amazing. I think he's lost his mind.
Alright, I got one gun, now I need another gun. How about, there, you can't go wrong with, this. There we go.
Good choice. The Kalash is the workhorse of the Ranger arsenal.
All right.
Good hunting. Come visit us soon.
Yeah.
He sounds very confident that we're not going to die. Which is not a bad
thing. Alright, well, I can sufficiently murder target dummies, I guess.
Huh.
Alright.
We're gonna get irradiated here for damn sure.
Oh.
No way.
Calling the good leaders in. There's going to be a big assembly.
Pay no attention to this clown, Alex. Open the gates.
Have you heard about Lesnitsky?
What are you talking about?
Check with the guards at the lab.
Shit. What the hell did he do?
Opening up.
All right, that's a big gate.
All right, let's go.
Yeah, let's go. I don't know where we're going.
The tombs of ancient kings were filled with whatever they might need in the afterlife. Weapons, gold, chariots. They'd sacrifice their wives and slaves to serve their lords.
I was just looking. There is apparently an official Steam page for Rise of the Triad.
Ah. Okay, this is funny. So, I can look at the ground and I can see my shadow, but I can't see my body.
Gold, steel, and wild steeds and treasures.
I have no. I have a shadow, but no body.
Tomb Raiders would always die. Welcome to OpenGL, I guess. Or something like ghosts.
No, this is a DirectX 11.
Well, you know my point. Something, some hardware rendered 3D things. Where they're unlikely to think about that.
What happened?
That's the typical thing where it's like in an FPS where it's like you're just a bodiless weapon bodiless flying thing. Around.
I remember, the original Fear game, I think it was.
Yeah.
The original Fear game, you actually had feet that you could look down and see.
The Colonel's going to tear me a new one because of Lesnitsky.
I remember thinking that was so odd because you never get that.
Yeah, they did it in Crisis as well.
Did they?
Didn't we notice that. Oh, graphic glitch.
Ooh.
Something's wrong with the lighting.
I have certain horrifying memories of my very, very much no longer with me Radeon 7000. Which apparently had its share of issues with UT 2003.
Oh, I had. Let's see. At that time, I must have had. I remember having the 9700.
I remember really wanting a 9700.
Yeah, we had the 9700, and we also had the Doom 3 Alpha like the E3 demo leak.
Oh,
I don't know
yes.
if you remember that.
I remember it. I had friends that actually played that.
Yeah.
And you were the big cheese that he had already on 9700 back then.
Yeah, the 9700 was a good card. But again, that was an ATI card.
All right, yes, go on not there. An AMD card. Wait here.
I mean, I know, okay, fine, it's supposed to be the same people and all, but it's just my luck with anything branded AMD has not been positive.
We're both NVIDIA snobs, so it's not going to be surprising when we both always prefer that particular communicate. Brand.
Yeah. I just hope that they release something soon that can compete with the 780. Machines with because it's basically somehow
you market.
It's basically like 90% the performance of the Titan.
With the dark ones.
But it's $650. But I blame the high price graphics cards right now on AMD.
Is most likely dead as well. He taught you this.
So,
if we don't fight for our lives in this new world, we'll be devoured.
I have no idea what this guy is talking about.
But I would argue.
I've just been following him around. I don't even know where I am.
What's really disturbing is You know what's really disturbing is I'm paying more attention to the guy yelling randomly in the background.
And you, Colonel, there's something to report.
All right, we're in some kind of meeting room.
Yes, Colonel.
Because we're not paying attention, we have no idea.
I'm just like moving around, pressing E on everything, what? Since there's no
One
interface
of those things
to tell
is still
me.
Alive?
Luckily, yes.
To see if I can do anything.
Come, yeah. This is utter madness.
All right, so perhaps this hardcore mode was a little too hardcore.
Colonel, just give me a chance. A single Dark One is no threat. Artyom has a gift. I believe he can establish.
Hey, you keep me out of this.
Let him come with me.
All right, Artyom.
Hey, there's a lady soldier over there.
The Dark One.
Let's go over there. Let's press the E key over and over. Oh, wow! It's blocked by invisible walls.
Yes,
why would we need a sniper?
To eliminate the creature.
You're excitable.
It's the order's job.
Invisible walls.
It's murder.
Wow, look at the control panel. They got buttons on it.
We're done here.
I wonder if that's tessellation or real geometry. Probably,
it's
your
last
chance for forgiveness, for getting rid of the nightmares.
Rule of thumb, anything viewed from close up is probably tessellation.
Yeah.
Forget about Kahn.
It's Looks pretty like sharp, though. Although the texture
the
is pretty
lost
terrible.
His mind. Look here, Artyom. Complete the mission and get back here quickly.
Again,
the war
like...
is coming, and I'll need every ranger at his post. On your way.
So, what
like
are
these are like
for?
Very.
Come along, Rabbit.
Artyom, if it's true that the Dark Ones
am
can
I
sense,
what am I a rabbit now? What's going on?
To finish it with a headshot.
Well, anyway. It's about time to go. That was interesting and hilarious. So tune in next time for more MIDI Music Adventure Show. We'll probably play the second episode of Sam and Max Season 1. And yeah, that's about it. So, goodbye.
Goodbye.